I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, while the entire world is focused on the United States today, I've got a couple Canadian stories. First, we'll start in Toronto. And we've got the big lotto thing happening. The Powerball tonight. What are you in the lotto? The Mega Millions. Everything's up at $700, $800, $900 billion, $1 million. Well, a Toronto woman used the same lottery numbers that came to her husband in a dream 2 decades ago to win the lottery. I mean, this guy had him in a dream 20 years ago. Said these numbers are gonna win the lottery someday. I just know it. So she played those, played them every day, as many times as she could. And then the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Department says the numbers chosen for the December 1st, 2020 Lotto Max drawing were the same ones that this woman's husband dreamt about 20 years ago, and it scored her $47.1 million. She said the winnings come as a welcome relief. She was laid off from her job last spring during the pandemic. And this money's going to solve all the problems. $47 million came to her from the numbers the guy had in a dream.
That will solve a lot of problems. Lucky lady. Unlucky guy here. Brian, I'm going to take you to the Capitol. We're going back to the Capitol when there was all that trouble a few days back. Brian showed up to the Capitol and Brian wanted to get in on the action at the Capitol, get in on the rioting and everything, okay? And so Brian he's been convicted of fourth-degree burglary, and he was on probation, Brad. So Brian is out there in the Capitol messing around, being in places where he shouldn't be. Pictures are being taken, and Brian is saying, That's not me. There's a lot of guys that look like me. Look, I got a mask on. Look, yeah. That guy's got a mask. That isn't me. Brian's probation officer said, Brian, I checked your ankle bracelet, and the GPS on that had you inside the Capitol during all the mayhem, my friend.
What is the address to the Capitol, Brian? That's strange, isn't it?
We got you.
And they got their man in Victoria, the Victoria Harbor. Police and the RCMP caught the man who stole a Victoria Harbor ferry on Tuesday morning and led the cops through the waterways. According to a statement from the Victoria Police, the officers were called to the waters off the 400 block of Swift Street about 3 in the morning when they call it a ferry boat, but it's like, you know, John, one of those little kind of pleasure boats that people can rent, you know, and go ride around the harbor.
It can't go that fast.
No,
right?
It's like in down Lake Union, they got the little electric boats and stuff like that. And so someone stole one at 3 in the morning. When the officers arrived on the scene, the thief had changed directions toward the inner harbor and appeared to be trying to flee the area into the gorge passage, the gorge waterway. And so the assistance of the nearby harbor ferry, officers boarded a separate boat that was much faster, obviously, caught up to the stolen vessel, were able to get close enough to speak with the suspect, convince him to sober up and surrender. The Canadian Coast Guard vessel, the St. James, brought some more Victoria police officers out to the scene to help. The stolen ferry was returned, and he was taken to jail.
Yeah. Remembering. Whoa, that's it. That's I can't believe it's news.